have your tongue for that.
Oh,
shit.
My God.
And keep his tongue.
Oh, my God.
I want you to put your hands together.
There goes to the neighborhood.
And walking him to the stage. Big round of applause.
There goes to the neighborhood.
Welcome back to the Smokescreen Podcast, episode...
Hey, everybody.
71? 71.
Yes.
Yes, damn, we're rolling.
We are.
We're getting close to 100, creeping up there. Back with another House of the Dragon reaction. We got to finish this off. We got some true crime stuff coming.
Yes.
We both just watched, what is it called?
Lover, Stalker, Killer?
Lover, Stalker, Killer, something like that. It reminded me of the BLT I always call Killer, BLK Killer.
Oh, yeah, the BTK.
BTK, yeah. The BLT Killer.
That's me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I would like to mention this,
yes,
damn it.
We're both working on this,
this
by the way.
This son of a gun, when I saw the video, because you know I couldn't wait to see how that surprise went down.
Yeah, the play button. We're talking about the play button.
I did not.
We got it leaning back here for now, but we get on the wall.
I apologize for my language. I had no idea that I cussed that much on there.
Hey, look.
But.
I mark this as explicit. It's fine.
Okay, good.
I mean, every podcast platform has got a thing. Explicit yes or no. You know, we say a few words here and there.
Look, I've put on a few pounds, but when I saw that video, I was like, wow, James, you've got to do something. I have not had a carb in 4 days since I watched that video.
Yeah, we're about to get the keto fever.
Yes.
A little bit again. Have you done this before?
I did. I was able to drop 30 pounds in 2 months. And this time my goal is 40.
There you go.
I mean, I am
good,
tired
man.
Of this.
I put mine in my little app too, and I've been working on, I'm not doing keto, but yes, I'm just counting calories and eating less. And so I'm doing something. And that damn watch has me moving every day.
That's a good thing.
So it's a good thing. So I'm glad we're both working on that. That's what I mean. You got to do this in groups, like with Eric is doing it too.
Yes.
And, you know, support each other. And now, like me and Eric are in our competition. Obviously, Eric can't do it right now, being in the hospital. Getting to that later, but we have a competition going.
I would need one that would shock me like a cattle prod.
Well, it won't make shock you, but it will remind you if you want it to. But it ties into your phone.
But you know, you've been there, Chris. Having a desk job.
No, 100%. That's what made me this way, is this job and Microsoft
before
that. It makes
you so lethargic.
It does.
I mean, because you get home and your brain's fried.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you're like, okay, I got to decompress a little bit. I don't feel like doing anything. I don't feel like going to the gym.
That's right.
So,
but I think that's where you got to, if you get through that, that's what makes you feel better.
It does.
Going to the gym or walking or whatever.
Well, I'm my next step after I buy this damn house, I am going to get a treadmill. Because if I know that I'm home and all I got to do, if I want to watch a show like this, I'll just watch it while I walk. And help myself.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah. Of course, I mean, you got a little piece of property there. You could walk when it's nice.
Oh yeah, and a circle drive and everything.
Yeah.
I could easily do that.
Yeah. I've been walking around the parking lot. I've been track, you know, that watch tracks all that stuff, and I've been putting it in as an outdoor walk. And when we're slow up there, I just walk a couple miles.
Yeah.
And I'm just walking around a parking lot in Mooresville. I mean, so like I know the distances and everything. If I walk from where the trailer is all the way to the Best Buy and back four times, that's 0.8 miles.
Well, that is cool, man.
You know, so I know all these little distances now. That's a big-ass parking lot.
That is huge.
It looked like it was going to be a lot longer than that, but anyway.
But I'm going to do this, man. I'm tired of it. I am tired of seeing myself on these videos going, geez, I don't know that guy.
I feel the same way, man. And, we're getting older, man. I don't want to be, you know, I don't think we're just, you know, decrepit yet. But if we let ourselves be that way, we will be.
But why do you edit yourself so much thinner than me? This is a filter. I wish you guys could see what I'm seeing right now.
Shit.
It's like Shallow Hal.
What do you mean?
He's bigger than I am.
I don't edit. Look, right there, what you're seeing, that's what you get. It does look... Am I further forward? Maybe? I don't know. It's a filter just on the right side of the screen. That's right. That's been my secret all these years, man. Even on live streams. So I
throw that, that's right.
I throw that filter up there.
Yeah. Take my hair off.
Wait a minute. You've always had a hat on.
When we said that when we do a live stream for about the 100K.
Yeah.
And I said, let's jot down some memories.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I will never forget one of the most embarrassing moments of my life is we were on a live stream and we came back from the break and I had the Hound's helmet on and you had that other helmet on. And then we did all we were going to do with it. We got up, walked away, still on live. I take off the Hound's helmet, put my hat back on, sit down, and the first comment I see said, James is bald. They saw my reflection in the damn Danny poster.
That's right.
Oh, my God. And I'm sitting there trying to act like I didn't see it, and I feel my face going.
Yeah, exactly. No, and similar, remember, I was supposed to hide the hair. Till 100K.
I do remember that.
Oh, my God. And then, okay, before D even, like, talked me into taking it off early for the charity.
We came back from a break. And
We had took a break and went outside, and I took it off because I don't wear it all the time in the house, obviously. And I just sat down, and we were talking for, like, probably 3 or 4 minutes. And I looked there and went, and you knew exactly after you thought for a second what the
problem,
that hat just wasn't on.
That was so wild, man.
And I was just like, and there were the comments too. And
I know. They're so fast, man.
They just, instantly picked up on it.
Yeah.
Like I thought if I just sat there for a minute and just kept talking, nobody think about it. Nope. Instant. So, yeah. Oh, well.
Hey, I'll tell you what. If I can get down to a reasonable weight where I'm comfortable with this, one thing.
Right.
I'll do a podcast with no hat on.
Okay.
I'll do it.
I was thinking about doing it tonight, man, because it's hot here.
I'm not wearing pants.
Look, my hat's nasty. It's dirty. Like, the stains fell off. It looks like this came with this black Nike.
It does.
And so I just left it. We need new smoke screen hats.
Yeah, man.
We need new smoke screen podcast hats. We need new shirts besides the logo. Because we got the shirts up there, and I tag them in all the videos, but they're just the logo stuff, and they're fine. But we need like the badge of seal. We need some funny podcast T-shirts and hats.
We need to get that stuff going.
And speaking of that, really quick before we get started, let's thank our. We got a couple of new channel members.
Yes.
So thank you guys. We have Melly Fisher. Thank you for joining. A couple of days ago, Melly, and then Miss Sheila, who has rejoined as well as Free Folk. Both of those guys. Quick reminder, but thank you so much, Miss Sheila.
Thank you, Sheila.
But yes, so for the after show, just to be clear, that is at the Lord level, right? So you got Free Folk, Knights, Lords. And so that's where our little after show, which is really an extra podcast.
It feels like it. I started watching them now, and I love it.
Yeah, so they're just unedited, raw. And not that we were just saying a minute ago, we don't hold much back in a regular podcast, but a little deeper there in some cases.
Yeah.
A couple names might have been thrown around that normally would not have been.
That's right.
But anyway, so thank you, Melly and Miss Sheila. Also, James brought up the idea last week, really quick, I've always felt weird about this, but a, what's it called? Cameo.
Oh, Cameo, yeah.
So we have a Cameo page up. We got to get pictures and all that get set up. So I just used mine for now, but it's up. And the link is in the bio, I think, in the description already. I think we put it last week. So cameos, that's for people that need shout-outs or birthday messages or fuck-off messages, I quit my job messages. We'll sit here, and I guess we'll have to depend on, like, if they need them quick or not.
Right.
But if we can, we'll just do them all. We'll do them right here.
I think that'd be awesome.
We'll just record them right here, and then I don't know if you have to do it on a phone.
Maybe.
You may have to record it with the phone. I have to check. You had to get the app. I had to get the app to verify. So maybe you can get the app too. I don't know how that'll work. We're going to do it together, but
yeah.
I have to look at that. Anyway, we have a Cameo set up. We'll figure it out.
Absolutely.
And we put it at the lowest possible price, by the way. We're not celebrities.
That's right.
By any means.
Just be fun.
It will be fun, though. I can imagine, like, I really look forward to somebody saying, look, I'm quitting my job and I can't stand these motherfuckers.
Oh, yes.
Can y'all send them a message?
I would love that.
No, anything. Yeah, I think you can do just about anything.
But you need to give us a good detailed description. So yes. When we lay into them for you, we really can.
Hell yeah, we can roast people. Whatever.
For 7.5 years.
Yeah, exactly. No, those would be fun, man. But I mean, yeah, there's, you know, we'll see what happens. But so that is, no, it's out there. It's ready. It's out there. We'll get it updated with our, we got to get somebody to take some good pictures and redo some stuff, but we'll get it all straightened out. Anyway, oh, that's loud. House of the Dragon.
Yes.
Do we need a recap? We're going to watch this thing anyway.
Yeah, I need a recap.
So we have Viserys, even older. They're going into episode 8, and this is, I can't wait.
I just had him quiz me before we started on the names.
We did the name quiz.
I have early onset dementia.
He got one right out of 9.
I think I got 2, Chris.
Maybe 2. That's right. He knew Daemon.
I do knew Daemon.
No, you did. You got it. You thought Viserys. You got a couple after you thought for a minute. You didn't know.
I know them. I can describe them to you.
Yep.
But that's the way I was with Game of Thrones.
It was.
It took me until we got to the end before I could speak about somebody's name.
Yeah, and these are harder because they're all Valyrian names too. It's not like John and, you know, Sansa and separate. It's all like Iseris.
I'm glad you brought that up. I wanted to say something that I noticed that I said in the last podcast. When I said I think when when I, what's Aemon?
Aemon. Yeah. Aemon one eye
was
now
trying to get on his dragon.
Yep.
I feel like that was the scene. I said something about being Valyrian and not being able to get burned or whatever. I meant to say Targaryen.
Yeah.
But then when I watched back, I was like, but they're close, right? Even though I meant to say Targaryen,
yeah, I mean,
it made me start wondering.
Valyrian is...
Did the Valyrians have any affinity towards dragons or anything?
Yeah, there were other families, yeah.
Okay.
So, for example, House Velaryon, they're Valyrian, but they were not dragon riders. They were seafarers, so they're known for their seafaring skills. But there were lots more families in old Valyria who were dragon lords. This was just the only surviving family with dragons because they had... A girl named Daenerys the Dreamer had a vision of old Valyria essentially blowing up, and her father, Aenar, brought the Targaryens and the dragons they had at the time over to Westeros. Well, Dragonstone, that's where they settled.
Right.
And then it did blow up, and that was it. The rest of them were wiped from history. So that's when you see Tyrion rolling through the Smoking Sea in Jorah. That's where old Valyria was right there.
Okay.
That Smoking Sea still smoking because it's volcanic. There's a little history. There's a little lore. I'm remembering some things. I feel like I've forgotten a lot because I hadn't read books in a while and done videos.
You have taken on a whole other lore because you got so deep in Tolkien.
I got so back deep into Tolkien, which I've always loved it, but I never really got deep, and I've been going really deep in all that again, so... there's lots of worlds rolling in my head and my own, by the way. I keep having these ideas and trying to think of things to write again, man, but I hadn't quite got there yet. I need that something, that spark, not to start writing necessarily, but like to go like a goal.
Yeah.
I need that twist or whatever it may be.
I remember that's how you started the other one.
Once I get that, I'll be in the mood.
The scene you were showing me with the dragon and all the gold coins.
Oh, Smaug, yeah, yes. The Hobbit, yeah.
Size-wise, how do you think?
There is a comparison online. Smaug would be bigger than Drogon, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But
I know he looked huge in there.
Yeah, there's a thing online. It's not obviously dead accurate, but it shows all the dragons and stuff of all these fantasy series.
Oh, if you ever get a chance, I'd like
to. And Smaug is actually small compared to older dragons in Middle-earth.
Oh, wow.
And he's fucking giant.
He's giant as hell.
But, yeah, they'd be a little bigger and smarter than Drogon because they can talk.
But the one that Aemon just got on.
Vhagar.
That's a big-ass dragon.
Yeah, but not as big as the Black Dread. But, yes, the second biggest ever that we know of.
Man.
Yep. But, again, Aegon the Conqueror series in the works. If it goes live, if they greenlight it and we get to see before this show, we'll see the Black Dread and Vhagar again together.
Oh, wow.
And Meraxes. I know people are commenting. I keep misspeaking, you know, Meraxes, Caraxes. Caraxes is Damon's dragon. Meraxes was the original, one of the original three. And then I keep saying Matt Damon.
I promise that's going to happen. When I said the Valyrian and I meant Targaryen,
yeah, absolutely.
It's not until you see it back that you're like, oh, crap, I can't believe
I was watching a video today. As a matter of fact, you mentioned Tolkien, and she was talking about, the lady was talking about, I think the topic was Gandalf, but she was talking about how they're the Maiar and all this stuff, and they're basically angels of that world. And Sauron was one, and then Saruman was the wizard, right? And she misspoke and said Sauron is in this area, and she was talking about Saruman.
Oh, yeah.
And I called it, but, she didn't notice it. But there, of course, were comments.
Yeah.
I know it's just a tongue slip of the tongue. Anyway, so at this point, Viserys is old.
Yeah, and he called her by... the other wife's name.
Yeah, by Aemma Arryn, his original wife.
Wow.
And he's slipping, his mind's kind of going. You got the end of the thing was big, obviously, with, you mentioned Aemon getting Vhagar.
Yes.
Losing an eye. Alicent shows her true colors and tries to attack Rhaenyra, cuts her hand when she pulls the dagger away. And Viserys let it go. Could have been in all that right there, but he didn't. He let it go. But he did gain a dragon, a fair exchange. That's what he said.
And listen, I do see the jam he's in there.
Mm-hmm. I do.
But he's got long on his plate, but damn, if your son's sitting there with his eye missing, I don't know.
Yeah. He's in a tough spot. So all that going on. And then at the end, they basically, the important stuff in that episode, obviously, is she needed Daemon. She's always needed Daemon, and he needed her.
That's right.
We all saw the younger actor start, and then they had to get rid of Laenor, being still married, so they got rid of Laenor, but they made a deal. And he took off, shaved his head, and went to him and Karl Kory went off to live a life in Essos, I guess.
That's what I'm thinking.
The problem, I'll just say this really quick, is Sea Smoke, because that's his dragon. Now, if Sea Smoke goes with him, that's fine. We never see them again, okay. But Sea Smoke does participate, I won't spoil anything, but in some battles with a new rider.
Okay.
And a dragon cannot have a new rider unless the old rider dies. We just saw that with Laena. That's why Aemon was able to take Vhagar.
Okay.
So if Laena was not dead, Vhagar would not even consider it. He would have been dead.
Oh, shit.
So I don't know how they're going to do that. If, they got to kill him off, or they're going to have to cut Sea Smoke. I don't know what they're going to do. If they're going to keep it lore accurate, which they should seem to be. So we'll see how they do that, but we won't have to worry about that till at least season two. So.
Well, I'm stoked because I know that there's an awesome scene coming up.
There is. I'm so excited for you to see this scene.
Because you said it in the last episode, and then I saw comments where people were like, I know the scene you're talking about, Chris.
Yes, and I really think that we'll pause it after that scene.
Okay.
Because I want to get your take. Do you think this scene is comparable or better than any scene in Game of Thrones? Like any scene.
Awesome.
I think it's that powerful. All right. So let's jump in here.
Let's do it.
Episode 8, The Lord of the Tides, refers to Corlys Velaryon, obviously.
He is, man.
All right. I only do that so I can mark it in my head when I'm editing, by the way. The little sound.
I'd love to see some of the casting because they really cast a good one with Otto.
Yeah.
Those facial expressions he makes.
It is. He's good. I mean, you got to give it to the actors when they...
You do.
When you make somebody hate you that bad, like Joffrey, Jack Gleason back in the day, you're a good fucking actor.
That's right.
I'm still mad about Theon or Alfie Allen not winning awards because he was by far the best. I mean, Peter Dinklage won everything. Alfie Allen was fucking outstanding as Theon. He went through the biggest
amazing
character arc back and forth than anybody.
That was rough.
I can't believe he didn't win awards for that. Yeah, learning these, especially Targaryen history with all the similar names, is hard. because you got similar names not only in the same time but in different time periods. You have like Aemon with a D, one eye, and then you have Aemon the Dragon Knight, and you have Aemon, you know, the Maester.
Yeah.
And because they name each other after older kings and family.
It is tough.
So it's insane to learn his name. All right, 6-year time jump, last time jump. Here we go.
It's been near 6 years since I last saw my lord.
He led his sailors into an ambush, the ship made to look as if it were abandoned.
Supplanted by the pups of House Strong. Driftmark is mine.
Damn it.
He's not wrong, you know, but...
Need it. The winds have shifted.
Wow.
So, yeah, you kind of see, you've kind of seen throughout with her, like, where is she going to fit in to all this? Cause...
Wow.
Yeah, I remember watching this first. I was like, wait a minute, is that somebody up there?
Man.
You see a little tiny...
Oh,
clutch of eggs. That's pretty cool. They're in a little kind of a sack thing.
Yes. Wow.
I think they'll read that back to us. I don't have time to read it.
I damn, I hope so.
I think they do.
Uh-oh, she's Prego.
Yep.
And my father.
6 years? Mm. I'm scared to see him.
Oh, yes.
Man, what would it be like?
What
would it be like, dude, to live back then?
Yeah, it'd be cool to, like, Westworld, have a show like that.
Yes.
Or a place like that.
Yes.
But medieval world. This welcome. It's kind of like the king guy on Driftmore.
It is.
I would say it's nice to be home.
Shocker.
Mm-hmm. Remodeled. There's the face star now.
And the extent to which we exploit those is contingent. Septons have requested half that again for...
Biden is still in the small council. I mean, Beesbury.
Thank you for that exhaustive accounting, Lord Beesbury.
Your guests have arrived, Your Grace.
Whatever it is, sir, I reckon you need to wait.
I'm Eric, Your Grace.
Of course.
He's a twin. This is going to be a cool story, too.
Tune in his apartments.
Damn cobwebs. Mm. Oh, hell, man.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
So
wow.
Another Aegon.
He's a lame. Fit for a king.
Oh my God, I bet there's more damn opiates and shit than mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, check. Oh. Boy, she's turned into fucking Cersei. Yeah. Or Cersei turned into her, or whatever.
Yes, yeah.
Mother.
Tyrion.
Cersei slapped Joffrey like that one time, too.
That's right.
Indeed. Yeah. Your Grace.
They're not long enough to make a greeting.
Pressing business, my love. What can either of us know of ruling a kingdom?
Father and I are mere stewards of the king's will and wisdom.
And how exactly is that wisdom expressed? If you can remember his own name, or if you could.
King Viserys' condition has worsened.
And the installation in its stead of various statues and stars.
The emblems of the same. Higher authority.
And on the morrow, which authority will sit in judgment of my son's claim?
How do people defend that?
Oh, Luke, come on.
I just noticed something. Never mind. I can't say.
See?
Try to remember.
I told you this was still here.
Try to remember.
You could swing
I know. I just don't want to say.
No, I mean, remember to say it later. Oh, hell.
Growing up now.
Kristen Cole.
Well done, my prince. I don't give a shit about tawnies.
That's a way to...
Holy shit, dude.
That's a way... Nice intro for the grown-up Aemon. Yeah, I gotta say I like Aemon. I mean, as a character.
Yeah.
So much, man. So much backstabbing and fucking politicking, as he put it before. Whisper it to her, like,
yeah. I mean, I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
these are the kind of moments that warrant letting a secret like that out.
Yes, exactly. He looks like a fucking mummy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like King Tut just freshly pulled out of the... Look how skinny and...
Mm-hmm.
Holy.
This is terrible.
Look at that, how they...
God almighty, man.
...of this court that Lord Corlys Velaryon survive his wounds. Of dealing with the succession of Driftmark. As in all other matters.
I know we're not saying a lot during this episode. This episode's tense.
It is
tense.
It's
really tense. You can feel it. Oh, shit.
Only 20 years ago in this fable.
Oh, hell yeah.
House Targaryen. The first of his name.
Come on, King. Brother. With the crown on.
Men. Lord of the Seven Kingdoms and protector.
Dude.
Yeah, he's...
Dude.
Look at this. One last time.
Dude.
Look at that.
He's the king I always needed him to be. Wow. Under his own power, too.
Yeah, refusing the milk of the poppy. Making you think they're Rhaenyra. I mean, Rhaenys.
Today. Your Grace.
Hell yes, dude.
It just, ooh, that makes me feel good.
I got, my eyes feel like they're welling up.
I know. Damn.
Well, the matter. I hereby reaffirm.
It's settled again.
To Driftmark, the Driftwood's throne.
The account of this.
Say it.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh.
Our children are bastards! And she is a whore.
Wow.
We'll have your tongue for that.
Oh,
shit.
My God.
And keep his tongue.
Oh, my God.
Holy
that just happened.
Oh, yes. Oh shit.
Father.
I will not come. Oh. I must.
Wow, dude.
Valyrian steel cuts clean.
Amen.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
Said,
okay.
He said, say it.
Yeah.
Say it.
Okay, oh. That's the scene.
Holy
now, obviously,
shit.
It was more for Viserys and Daemon, you know, walking up there. That was the scene. But that was, extra.
Mm.
Tell me how that ranks.
That's as good as it gets.
I think so.
That's
too.
As good as
the
it gets.
The music, just the.
Yes.
His performance, the effort, the emotion.
And
then Daemon, after all that tension back and forth for all those years, helps him and puts his crown on his head.
Oh, I loved it. I loved that.
Oh, my God. And then that just tops it
and
off.
And how he led him.
Yes.
How he started to run him off again, he thought and then he saw Kingsguard. It was Daemon and was like, okay, this is cool.
Yeah. Now that kind of last.
Holy shit, man.
Bonding moment. But then
he said, say it. And damn if he didn't.
Because that's treason.
Oh, my God.
I didn't forget about it. I just didn't want to say anything, but oh,
wow.
Damn. I mean, he can keep his tongue.
Yeah.
Oh,
holy shit,
shit.
Dude. Okay. He said his matter's decided again.
Okay, here we go. And poor Vaemond, though. I mean, I liked him. He's not wrong, but, you know. Oh, shit.
But that is the king's grandson.
It is. That's what they seem to forget, you know, is...
Wow.
The child came out of her.
The body will be ready for its return to Driftmark.
Man,
look at that. I mean, that's gross and horrible, but damn.
Hey, he had multiple opportunities to stop.
Yes. He knew what it was. He knew it was a death sentence. He thought the queen could save him.
Yeah.
And then didn't notice how Aemon admired that.
Yes, he did. Now, yes, he did.
He admired that.
He certainly did.
Yeah, they just, that's what I loved about that too, is the looks on their faces when he walked in that damn room.
You're damn right. Otto thought he was about to run some shit.
Betrothed.
Here,
I love this. I love it because they hate it so bad.
As well.
Right.
Prince Lucerys.
How the act is done, I assume. You can play the gesture if you wish, but hold your tongue before my betrothed.
Oh, hell.
My own face. If indeed it ever was.
Holy.
Look at that.
Holy shit.
Tonight, I wish you to see me as I am.
It's me doing the podcast with no hat on.
I don't think it's quite that bad.
The house of the dragon remains divided.
Wow.
No.
That's the way it is at work. Yeah. Kenny is him, and he can't see.
Right. Oh, shit. I mean, this is a powerful scene, too, man.
It is, dude.
I mean, and you can see they're, like, actually listening.
I hope it lands heavy on them. Here she goes again. She's going to try, I guarantee it.
I wish to raise my cup to Her Grace the Queen.
It isn't so bad. Mostly he just ignores you.
Ha, ha, ha.
Wow.
Let's have some music.
Yeah, Helena's on the spectrum.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, no, dude. That's just not the right move, though. Mm-mm. Eamon's saying a lot without saying anything. Like he's just,
oh yeah,
just kind of reading. Absolutely. He's reading the room.
And they did grow up together, man.
They did.
I mean,
like they played. Don't the, have to they be played like the prank this. On Eamon together.
Aegon, yeah, that's and, right.
And Jace.
That's right.
The pink dread.
You had to be tough back then, boy.
Oh, hell yeah. There ain't no fucking, you know, hey, go get me a couple of Advil.
Yeah. Take me to the damn urgent care.
Yeah. And you can see how, like, Matt Smith, he's so good. You see how he's feeling back in his brother. He knows it's the end or near the end, and you can see it in his face. He don't have to say a lot.
Don't say it.
Strong.
Oh, shit.
Let us drain our cups.
You see, the king left.
These three. And why? It was only a compliment. Do you not think yourself strong?
Ow.
Oh, shit. So now she is Varys. Missaria, the White Worm information broker.
Oh.
That was the servant, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll be damned. Always going to be one of them, ain't there?
Yep.
Lay with me one more time.
Could you imagine? I don't think that thing's there anymore either.
I doubt it.
I'm fine. It is true.
Oh, he's confused. Yeah. He thinks he's talking.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
The prince that was promised. The prince.
Prince Aegon.
Did this really just happen?
You hear the death rattle.
You can. Did this really just happen?
I don't like this excuse. We'll talk about that after, but
wow, Chris.
I know, man. That's heavy. That's a heavy episode.
It is.
I mean, it was, that's intense the whole time. Like, you feel it's palpable, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Man. You see the effects of being so openly petty around your kids when they're little.
Yeah.
And they grow up and they carry this, he's a bastard. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah,
he's,
right.
They're bastards. You know, that shit is just ingrained in them. And yeah. It's annoying.
And, you know, and I can understand, like, Eamon, for example, he lost an eye. He started it. It was a fight, and then this shit happened. But whatever.
Yeah,
but
he picked up a damn rock.
Yeah, but yeah, they grew up together, and if they wasn't told that they're different over here, you know, because they have brown hair in this case, they wouldn't ever gave a fuck.
Right.
And yeah, you're right. It's because of mom and granddad.
And yeah, and all of them. All the whispers and stuff, and I get it. You know, the kids would eventually discuss it. They probably are playing, and they're going to say, "I wonder why your hair's this color or whatever." But yeah, they'd still love each other and get along. They wouldn't put so much weight on it.
Yeah,
and I hate that.
And you know, they'd pick on each other and all that shit. That's just
the way, right.
Especially boys grow up.
And
but. Yeah, man, there was a nice moment. There was a nice moment for a few minutes, and then it didn't last long.
I felt like she was sincere.
I do too.
When she said,
I will give her that for sure.
You know, don't go back. And then she said, I'll come back. She said, the king and I really appreciate that.
I do think she was for a moment. She saw through the bullshit, and she kind of got back to her old self.
And then him.
She saw her friend again.
Yes.
I think.
In this damn stupor.
Yeah.
Thinks he's talking to his daughter.
I don't like that because it's like it's plot armor.
Mm.
It's not a book thing.
Is it not?
No.
Oh.
Because remember, this Ice and Fire thing is just a show thing, which I like that aspect of it, right?
Oh, yeah.
I like that they're tying that in, and because that puts an extra weight on not only his shoulders, but Rhaenyra's and anybody that would be the heir, right? Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing in the
correct
grand scheme of things is the world, right? So I like that they added that to it.
Oh yeah.
But I don't like them giving Allison an excuse because he didn't say that clearly. Obviously she had no idea what he's talking about. He thought he's talking to Rhaenyra. I just think it's like an excuse to go back to, you know, because like you said, I think she was sincere and she said you make a good queen and all that, and all of a sudden this curveball, you know. And now it's back to, Aegon's got to be king.
Yeah.
He told me. I swear he told me. I swear to God he told me before he died. Last night he told me. And it's just her word.
Yeah.
So I don't like that.
And he did. Legit tell her. She just didn't know what the fuck he was talking about.
Exactly. He was talking about original Aegon.
Yeah.
So now you have Aegon, and then obviously Rhaenyra and Daemon has an Aegon now. He'll be called Aegon the Younger, by the way, so that makes it a little easier. Aegon the Younger versus Aegon the Second. So, yeah, so I said that when it came out. I don't like that. I feel like it gives her an excuse, or it's like it's too convenient to, you know what I mean? Just let her, just own it, you know? Own who you are, or let the character, you know what I mean, by the character.
Yeah.
If you're going to vouch for your son and all that stuff, just own it. Don't have an excuse like he told me. I swear, I just didn't like that part. But I mean, I see why they did it.
Yeah, it just speeds things up because her dad would have convinced her. He would have got her right back off the fence.
Yeah, probably, maybe. I don't know. It's, you know, after seeing that, and that would be a good debate. I mean, after seeing that, you know, the dinner, the Last Supper. Basically, and how content he was to see everybody, and everybody's kind of laughing and smiling and whatever. And I don't know, maybe.
But the
because Otto hated every moment of that. He was over this in the corner, just like hating every bit of, just a bitter old bastard.
You can tell that the younger generation, even if they would have made up, they still are going to carry this shit. They're too far grown, to get under control.
That's
now.
That's right. Yeah, they're. I mean, Aemon's a full-fledged badass now. He's become a badass warrior over the years. You can see how fucking serious he is.
You can.
I mean, when he first said, I don't give a damn about tournaments.
Yes.
So that was the same in the books, you know, giving a compliment, saying how nice and strong they were. So that's what I do like about George R. R. Martin is writing is his play on words all the time and using the house stuff, too.
That was great.
But that scene, I could, and real quick, I remember I told you in episode one, or one of the first ones, I was like, remember that Otto Hightower was the one who said you should name Rhaenyra. It was his idea.
Wow.
Remember I said, remember this moment.
You did. Wow.
And here you go, this whole thing because of him now all of a sudden backtracking.
Wow.
A grandson.
Good point.
But anyway, I just lost my train of thought of what I was going to say. But yeah, that's a heavy episode, man. I mean, it was the first time, but it was even more so this time. I'm seeing more stuff. I saw a little foreshadowing back in the background there. I kind of giggled at it. I won't say anything, but anyway.
Well, I would. Could you imagine how out of control? Yeah, well, just what they called that meeting they were saying.
Oh, it was a petition.
The petition, yeah.
Like a suit.
You can see how out of control that would have gotten had he not walked in the door. Yeah.
It'd have been just like
they would have let him run off at the mouth.
100%.
And then Daemon would have gotten out of pocket and they would have grabbed him and thrown him in a cell or something. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That could have gone really bad.
I don't know. Maybe Harold Westerling would have said something if Daemon, you know, for example, called him a bastard or something. Maybe he would have stepped up and said something. You don't know.
You hope so.
But you don't ever know. You just don't. But yeah, that scene right there, I think, is the best scene in all of this, anything so far with these two shows.
I can't, like, off the top of my head, think of one.
I mean, Brienne's knighting was really good.
Yeah, right? that was fantastic.
And that was season 8. Remember episode 2?
That was a great fucking scene.
Jamie Knight's Brienne, that's got a rank up there. But there's something about that right there that brings tears to your damn eyes and gets you all like
Hodor.
Yeah, Hodor.
Holding that door.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was a powerful scene, especially when, like you said, when Daemon comes up and helps him and he lets him. And then he puts the crown on his head one last time.
Ooh.
Yeah, it gets you chill bumps.
That was great.
So, where do you rank that one? Best so far?
Yes.
In this series,
yes.
I mean?
I always say how awesome I think this series is.
Yeah.
That even elevates it even more.
I think it does too. That episode's fucking outstanding. And just to think, that's that kind of writing right there and that kind of story, and you still can mix in the dragon action coming.
Yes, yeah.
Because there's some action coming. You know, I know a lot of people harp on dragon battles and all that good stuff, but that's coming for sure. But that's what makes it.
Yeah,
that
man.
That kind of stuff. The characters make this stuff.
Wow. Because,
I mean, even like I said, even with the bad guys, the bad guys or whoever you think the bad guys are, there's no good guys here. I mean, they're all capable of depravity, as
they
said.
Are.
Like, I can see, as much as I bitch about Alicent, I can see her redeeming qualities.
I can too.
I can see Daemon's redeeming qualities. Clearly, he will do horrible things. Vaemond is not wrong, right? He's not wrong in the sense of this is my house. I get that too, but there are laws, you know. So that's the cool thing about it, you know. But how can you? That's what I was saying. Because before, you know, if Alicent would have still supported that after all this tonight, that meeting and the Last Supper and all that stuff, there's no excuse to support her. But if you buy into that little, she believed he was saying, our son needs to be king now after you just had that dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And he reaffirmed everything.
Yeah.
And even toasted her and her children to being the next heir. How can you buy that? You know what I mean?
Good
that's
point,
my argument.
Chris. That's a great point.
So that's what I saw in the King Mouth was
just a few moments later.
See, Alicent, I mean, she really believes, right? She really believes that he was saying Aegon, our son Aegon, needs to be king to save the realm or whatever the other mumbo jumbo that she didn't understand was. No, they just had a dinner where he toasted the future heirs to both Drithmark and the Iron Throne. So you can't use that as an excuse. So I don't like that it muddies the waters. You know what I mean? I guess. I see why they did it. That's kind of the point, I guess, is to muddy the waters. But I didn't like that little addendum to the books. But anyway.
Well, I damn sure can't wait till the next episode.
Yeah, two more.
Wow.
Two more and you're caught up.
I know. I hate that it's coming to an end.
Two more. I don't have to cut up the show anymore. We can go back to regular. Not no edits. But I know we probably didn't say a lot, but that was an intense one. I don't remember feeling that like sweaty palmed in the first one, first time. So,
man,
that just stole the show right there.
I was glad that I am the names.
That one of the kids or
no the. Corliss's wife.
Oh, Rainey's, yes.
I was glad that she accepted the offer.
Yeah, she stepped up when she had to step up. Yep.
Because, I've said multiple times, there's something about her that I like.
I do, too.
I've
always liked her.
She really, I don't know.
So now that kind of answers the question about picking sides, right? Because she wanted to stand alone, but she knew she couldn't, and that was the right thing. She honored her husband and all that kind of stuff. Who, right now at least, is presumed to be dead.
Nobody knows what's up. Yeah. They're rushing.
So I think that was a...
Well, no, they're not. 6 years.
Yeah.
That's not rushing.
He's been going a while.
Yeah.
But anyway, man, this show is much better the second time. I mean, I loved it the first time, I'm going to be wrong, but like I said, every week almost.
I'd totally recommend this to anybody.
Yeah.
It's great.
And if you're still watching and you're like, I can't watch, I can't do it, Game of Thrones just broke my heart. I know, I get it, but just do it.
Yeah.
You got to watch it.
Yeah, let that go.
Yeah, let it go. Enjoy this. And just, it is what it is. These are still Dany's ancestors and why she came to be and all this stuff. You know, this all sets that up, you know?
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's it. We good?
Yeah.
We'll jump over here to overtime, man, and talk more about whatever. And then, again, we'll definitely got some. I think we've agreed we'll do the one I can't remember the name of it. The thing we just watched, documentary.
Oh,
Kill Bind. BLT.
Love, Stalk, Kill, something like that.
Lover, Stalker, Killer.
Lover, Stalker, Killer.
Something like that. I think we agreed we'll talk about that.
Yeah,
so
I think
maybe
that's a good one.
Two or three, I guess 3 weeks from now, something, whatever it may be. That, and we talked about making murder again or convicting, whatever you want to call it. Stephen Avery,
mm-hmm.
The whole thing. A lot more to come. But all right, well. We'll get out of here. We're good?
I think so.
All right. We'll get out of here and let it fade to black.